The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sacred Song Reiki, an enlightened journey into spiritual and mystical discovery. Join your guide, Priscilla Gale, as she helps you to discover new sources of energy and techniques that can truly heal you of a variety of different issues. Now, here's your host, Reiki master, teacher, and spiritual leader, Priscilla Gale.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening from. Greetings from Stowe, Massachusetts, on this beautiful, somewhat sunny Saturday morning. Okay, I thought today might be kind of fun to explore some of the more recent Reiki's practices that have started to come into being. It is important to remember that since there are so many forms of Reiki being rediscovered and developed, that Dr. Usui's term Reiki simply means universal energy in Japanese. So it is quite plausible and it's reasonable to at least address, consider the many forms of Reiki that are coming forth. As within the universal energies of Source, there exists a myriad of energetic vibrations, tone, and colors that are healing. So I thought the first one today I'd start with is Gold Reiki. Now, interestingly enough, there seems to be little known about Gold Reiki. It is reputed to be a powerful healing modality that was developed by Ole Gabrielsen. It is important due to its association with the gold ray. The gold ray, considered to be one of the strongest light of transformation in the universe. Its reputation is one for transmuting darkness into light and fear or sadness into joy. The gold ray is a protecting and purifying energy that can cleanse energy blocks unique in that its pureness of vibration allows it to be readily accepted by the subconscious. So it moves with little resistance into areas of the body that really need it. And you can use gold Reiki like ordinary Reiki, and you can use it alone by itself or in combination. The gold ray is a powerful force for healing on all levels. It supports forgiveness, assisting in releasing fears, and aids in spiritual progress. Gold Reiki is especially helpful for those of you with anxiety and depression. Now, Kundalini mastery is the prerequisite for this course. Like Kundalini Reiki, the attunements are done remotely or in real time. And there are three basic attunements for nine levels. Gold Reiki Attunement 1 is for levels 1 through 3. Attunement 2, 4 through 7, and Attunement 3, 7 through 9. Attunements are generally 1 week apart in order to allow for the energies to assimilate. And Purple Reiki is given as a bonus attunement if desired. Now, that's pretty much all I've been able to research on Gold Reiki. But hopefully, as more and more practitioners begin to use it, there'll be more and more written about it. I think it's fascinating and something that I personally would like to look into. All right. The next Reiki that I'd like to talk about today, I also haven't found a great deal on the subject, but like Gold Reiki, I find this one intriguing as well. This is Dragon Reiki. What I did find contains similarity of philosophy and structure. However, there does seem to be controversy as to who founded it. Viktor Klonkopf, his site, claims all rights, and that his Dragon Reiki is the original, and it very well may be. I am not here to dispute that. I have, however, found other sites that claim Dragon Reiki was developed in China by practitioners of the Japanese-based Reiki, and as traditional Reiki would eventually spread throughout the world, whosoever practiced it tried to customize the art according to his or her own needs and beliefs. Dragon Reiki claims to be one of the most popular forms of the healing arts of Reiki. Now, dragons are highly popular in so many world cultures and have been lightly featured in popular folklore and literature throughout history to present day. We have always had a fascination with dragons. Especially as children, we love dragons. We love the stories of dragons. In mythology, dragons are protectors. Dragons are a part of Chinese culture and are considered to have sacred properties. It is said to be one of the most important energy systems of our time, as well as one of the most powerful and effective forms of Reiki spiritual healing available today. Some say that after having a Dragon Reiki healing session, they prefer to continue with Dragon Reiki healing sessions rather than resume traditional Usui Reiki because the results are so powerful. It is also considered to be one of the most popular forms of spiritual healing in China because the people of China already had a spiritual belief foundation built upon the sacred properties of the dragon itself. In China, the dragon represents both healing and strong connection with nature. And this connection is considered imperative in spiritual healing sessions of Reiki. The philosophy behind Dragon Reiki is that the healing begins within the individual on a spiritual level before it continues to the physical. The premise is that one should be spiritually centered and balanced before the body can heal. If the spirit is healed, then the body's healing will follow. Physical healing can only begin when the spirit is in harmony and at peace. Therefore, a balanced, nurtured spirit is paramount for the body to heal itself. Once the spiritual healing has begun within, the body then has what the higher power intended, and the body starts its healing process. So, Dragon Reiki suggests that healing, both physical and emotionally, starts from within. During a Reiki session, the practitioner channels the ki, that life force energy, to the recipient, designed to promote relaxation and enhance balance throughout the entire person, physically, emotionally, spiritually. This can be done either with a very light touch or over distance. Now, during a treatment, a picture of or a figure of a dragon is kept in view as to aid the practitioner to help Dragon Reiki. The Dragon Reiki master channeled the energy and the essence of the dragon to the patient. Dragon Reiki masters have the ability to absorb the love and energy from the higher power and channel it directly to the patient in a manner that will heal the patient spiritually, again, from the inside out. Dragon Reiki masters must focus and hold present the essence of the dragon and everything that it stands for, intentionally to channel it properly. We're coming up on a break, and we'll be right back to continue exploring Dragon Reiki. I'll look forward to speaking with you soon.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. So before the break, we were talking about dragon Reiki. I'm sure for some of you listening, that sounds like a little bit like, woo-hoo, out there. But who's to say it's not so? There are powers beyond our understanding. So dragon Reiki, the masters of dragon Reiki, focus and hold present the essence of the dragon and everything that it stands for intentionally in order to channel it properly. Hence, that is why the figure of a dragon or the picture of a dragon is helpful to the Reiki master. Now, not unlike other Reiki or Usui Reiki, the recipient must be willing, open, to allow this energy to occur. There can't be any room for skepticism or doubt. So the recipient must clear his or her mind and soul to be fully open to allow their spirits to receive completely the higher power and love that the dragon has to offer. And this is considered one of the aspects that makes dragon Reiki different, is that both the practitioner and recipient must be simply and completely open channels. So it's more than just being willing to accept. The recipient must be an open channel. In addition to the essence of the dragon being love and energy, another quality is that of protector and strength. As a great protector, the dragon fights against evil and darkness, protecting the people. This energy is meant to clear any negative energies from the recipient's spirit, protecting it as it heals. Now, with the exception of Viktor Glunkov's dragon Reiki, I found there are generally two attunements to get to the master level, either in person or through distance, and either have equal effectiveness. Now, Viktor Glunkov's form of dragon Reiki involves secret rites. A dragon and a healing ray technique in three attunements. In Mr. Glonkopf's Dragon Reiki, the ancient mystery schools knew the secrets of the dragon orders dating back thousands of years. So he stresses that the attunements and initiations are of the highest sacred order. The initiations and attunements in level one here are intended to balance your emotional and mental centers, beginning by slowly and safely activating the Kundalini energy in the body. And I'm going to talk about Kundalini energy in a little bit separately. A level one adept is then initiated into the order of Blue Dracontis, enabling the adept to know how to go to the dragon sacred city in another dimension and learn the secrets of the dragons. The adept is then able to bring back the sacred city, back from this sacred city energy to this physical dimension. The adept is attuned to the dragon breath and given a blue dragon symbol, enabling him or her the use of a powerful healing ray, which may be used on oneself or others. It is said the adept has the ability to send dragon breath healing ray through space and time. Also, in this attunement, one is attuned to the dragon dome of protection and learns a very powerful protection technique that can be used 24 hours a day. The adept also learns the sacred dragon circulation of fire technique to completely purify their aura of any unwanted thought forms from past, present, and future. The body is aligned to universal rhythms. One then becomes more grounded, becomes happier, experiences peace and balance. This form, Mr. Glinkopf's Dragon Reiki, is a true mystery school. And the prerequisite is any advanced work. And as someone herself who has been through mystery school, I find this very appealing on so many personal levels and leaves within me questions that I want to seek and search out to understand more of this form of Dragon Reiki. Now, I'd like to move on to another form of Reiki, which is going to let me cover Kundalini energy as well in the second half of the program. I'd like to move on now to Reiki Tummo. Reiki Tummo is not a tradition that's based on the Usui Reiki tradition. And it was founded by Irmansia, and I hope I did pronounce that correctly. Forgive me if I did not. Last name, Effendi. When he experienced his Kundalini energy flow fully to his crown chakra, when this occurred, it brought him to a place of existence where he would meet many non-physical spiritual beings, teachers. Now, Reiki Tummo is often referred to as, quote, a path to the heart, because the heart is considered that which allows many body functions and healings. So Reiki Tummo is not about us becoming good healers, but rather it is about to learn that the true source, our divine source, is and always will be the best healer. Connecting to your heart and attuned to the divine energy, you have the opportunity to become as an instrument to allow divine energy to work through you. Practicing Reiki Tummo enables the divine energy to heal yourself and others. You live more fully. You are healthier. You have greater inner peace, calmness, and joy in your daily life. By way of the heart, you progress spiritually closer to our divine source. So the Reiki Tummo is a system for healing and spiritual growth. Master Effendi writes that all truth, wisdom, is in your heart, not the physical heart, but in the core within yourself, where your true self resides. And in order to access that truth, to access that wisdom, one must open one's heart. So it is a technique developed independently, going beyond healing and assisting with spiritual growth. It is about using your heart more fully in your daily life, opening your heart for true insight, wisdom, understanding, and learning directly from what is within your own heart. By way of the heart, we move forward spiritually closer to our divine source. We're coming up on another break. When we come back from this break, we'll resume our learning of Reiki Tummo. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. Stay tuned.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on an Ayurvedic lifestyle. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. So we are talking about Reiki Tummo. Now, I understand that the word Tummo refers to inner fire and is Tibetan, is Tibetan for Kundalini. Now, for those of you, since I've referred to it a couple of times this morning, for those of you who do not know what Kundalini is, it is a powerful yet dormant energy within each of us. We all have it. Kundalini is Sanskrit that literally means coiled. It's also referred to as snake or serpent power. So called because it is believed to lie like a serpent in the Muladhara chakra or root chakra at the base of the spine. The image given is that of a serpent coiled 3.5 times around a smoky gray lingam. In Tantra Yoga Kundalini and in Hindu mythology, she is a serpent goddess who lies asleep at the base of the spine, coiled 3.5 times, and is an aspect of Shakti, the divine female energy and consort of Shiva. The power of Kundalini is said to be enormous. Those having experienced it claim it to be indescribable. The phenomena associated with it tend to vary from bizarre physical sensations and movements to pain, clairaudience, visions, bright light, psychical powers, ecstasy, bliss, and transcendence of self. Kundalini has been described as liquid fire and liquid light. As the Kundalini energy awakens and begins to rise as a result of meditations or various esoteric practices such as Kundalini yoga, Laya yoga, Kriya yoga, the Kundalini rises. It moves up through the central nadi called the Sushumna, up inside and or alongside the spine. And it is said to move up in an undulating, snake-like fashion. the Sushumna provides a central linking electrical system from which the marginal spinal nerves of the body communicate to the brain. So Kundalini rises along two curved paths of the channel, the Ida, which is female, and the Pengala, which is male. The Kundalini base energy then combines with the incoming streams of divine energy from the power of the divine spirit or God. And this current sets up a pressure which causes the forces of energy to rotate. As the energies of the Ida and the Pengala cross over each other and ascend, each positive and negative crossing creates a chakra. Kundalini energy brings together the male and female polarities within us, and its energy is limitless, with no constraints, either inside or outside of ourselves. The opening of each different chakra leads to different levels of awakening and mystical experiences until the Kundalini finally reaches the top of the head. As basically a healing force, the release of stored or blocked energies can be intense, which is why it is often described as uncomfortable or painful or even unpleasant. Or some describe it as profound in its mystical experience. And these effects may last for minutes, days, months, or even years. Kundalini is an important part, essence for spiritual growth. While a Reiki attunement will cleanse you from the top down, Kundalini will help accelerate the cleansing process from the bottom up. Now, with Reiki Tummo, one experiences both. These two powerful energies will work in synergy simultaneously. It all occurs in a much shorter time, providing a safe, instantaneous, and blissful Kundalini awakening. So you have the energies coming down through while at the same time rising from the base core of the body. As Reiki Tummo is a unique combination of Reiki, Kundalini, and Earth Core energies, the attunements and techniques are designed to give the practitioner an effective Reiki healing capability. A Reiki Tummo practitioner's Sushumna is thoroughly opened. The Kundalini energy cleanses your chakras and energy bodies 24 hours a day. And this increase in your energy vibration helps to expand your spiritual consciousness. As the heart is the key to real truth, for truth, wisdom lies within, Reiki Tummo provides a technique to access this truth, even when our brain, which dominates our lives, sets up blocks to the heart. Using Reiki Tummo, one can go directly into the heart, find truth, and use it to connect you with your heart. As you connect more and more with the heart, one experiences feelings of peace, stillness, strength in love and compassion, and an elevated awareness of divine energy. With a stronger heart and a better connection to this divine energy, you live a more loving and compassionate life while on your spiritual path. Once you allow your inner heart to guide you all the time, your soul consciousness, your true self, is attained more easily. You become more fully conscious, not only of your true self, but the true meaning of life. And living becomes a joyful journey and experience. People from all different walks of life attend Reiki Tummo workshops. Many are professionals such as medical doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, teachers, nurses, social workers, and healers. Yoga practitioners find Reiki Tummo opens new doors of learning and being. And artists find it helps their creative energies. So any and everyone can benefit from Reiki Tummo. A core practice of Reiki Tummo allows the practitioner to let divine energy flow into the heart continuously, cleansing and purifying. So rather than focusing on your heart or observing your heart, it is the divine energy that is the important factor here. By being in your heart, you experience divine light filling your heart with infinite peace and joy. You achieve a state of bliss, and you can remain connected to this bliss while going about your daily routines and regular activities. So Reiki Tummo is for those who simply want to be healthier, for those that want to be more relaxed, for those who want to obtain the true power of the heart, true peacefulness, calmness, and happiness. Reiki Tummo is for those who want to learn more about their spirituality. It is for those who want to be helpful to others. And it is for those seriously seeking a spiritual path to attain enlightenment. So, after looking into Reiki Tummo and talking about Kundalini energy, it's a natural segue to follow that we should next begin exploring Kundalini Reiki. Now, there's quite a bit on Kundalini Reiki, and so I am going to hold off in the remaining balance of this show and address Kundalini Reiki next week. So I will be continuing discussing Kundalini and Kundalini Reiki in next week's show. That is going to take me to, then, Rainbow Reiki, which we will look at after our break that we're coming up on. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America, Seventh Wave Radio. See you soon. We'll talk soon.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking.
tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
What it comes down to, ladies, is that defining line between been there, done that, and ain't going back, baby. Yeah, I've heard them call you yuppies and baby boomers, maybe even dolls, babes, darling, sugar, and sweetheart, but I say that women are truly amazing. Join Dr. Marlene for Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific right here on the Voice America Women's Radio Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. Well, this certainly has been an interesting exploration on some Reiki philosophies and practices that are very different from the Usui. Rainbow Reiki is a grouping of both old and new methods, and it does have its roots in traditional Usui Reiki, as well as shamanism, feng shui, meditation, with state-of-the-art communication methods and spiritual, psychological, and psychotherapy. Rainbow Reiki was developed by Walter Lübeck somewhere around the late 1980s and early 90s. The basis for Rainbow Reiki is founded upon traditional time-honored methods of Usui Reiki, such as conventional initiation rituals, four symbols, mantras, and basic energy Reiki energy techniques. Now, from that foundation, worldwide in-depth additional research about Reiki, shamanism, meditation, human psychology, holistic communication sciences, and healing body work have been blended together for a modern spiritual path that is deeply rooted in timeless, ancient wisdom. Additionally, new techniques such as karma clearing, systematic chakra work, astral traveling, and crystal healing methods work with the inner child, the higher self, have also emerged and evolved over time when traditional Reiki proved not to be effective for particular situations. These new techniques are also used to expand the possibilities of healing and personal development far beyond the limits of Western mind. So this is a very multidimensional approach, working with subtle beings, angels, spirit guides, and deities. The use of crystal mandalas and meditation are also all used with the intention to raise one's conscious level in association with the symbols in healing energy. So, wow, we've traveled today from the gold ray to dragons, and now to angels and spirit guides and deities. The central patron deity is Dainichi Nyore, who can be contacted with some rainbow Reiki techniques to enhance personal development, healing, and to create spiritual wisdom. Working with the inner child and the higher self aids in developing a stronger personality on the fundament of love and spiritual wisdom. Rainbow Reiki uses four symbols, which are to direct Reiki to parts of the human energy system, the qualities of fire, water, earth, and air. It also uses five symbols for the spiritual animals: dragon, phoenix, turtle, tiger, and snake from feng shui. The three pillars of the Rainbow Reiki philosophy are love, self-responsibility, and consciousness, out of which grow loving relationships and the power for self-realization. And all of this, then, is combined in a synergetic way by spiritual vision. Rainbow Reiki's path is a clear, easily understood concept of spiritual healing and holistic personal development. And this concept is: to heal means to develop. To develop means to love and express one's unique individuality. To love means to realize, be one with, to express one's unique individuality, to work in the best way one is able to, for the community of all beings, to create, uncover effectiveness, beauty, goodness, and wisdom. So I hope in these that I've talked about today, you find something that resonates with you that you may want to delve in and look into more further. For whatever type of healing you need, there are answers out there. I hope you will email me at willowsong518@yahoo.com. If you have any questions or you have some thoughts or would like to contribute, I would love to hear from you. And you may also call me at 978-897-8846. And as always, I like to close every show with Dr. Usui's five precepts: the secret of inviting happiness through many blessings. For today only, do not anchor. Do not worry. Be humble. Be honest in your work. Be compassionate to yourself and others. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America's Seventh Wave. See you next week.
Thank you for taking this journey with us today on Sacred Song Reiki. Please join Priscilla Gale again next Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Until we talk again, have a beautiful and healing week.